Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon. I want to thank the members of the media for joining us today. Today we are here to announce the recipients of the opioid settlement funds that have come to the city of Buffalo. Today with me is Avi and Julie Israel of the Save the Michaels organization, CEO of CAS Recovery Systems, Lindsay Herndon, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia and Deputy Commissioner Don Kent, Buffalo Fire Commissioner Bill Rinaldo and Deputy Commissioner Ron Barrett. I want to thank all of you for being with us today. I want to thank you for the work that you are doing on this critically important issue. Drug addiction and opioid addiction destroys lives, communities, and families. The New York State Department of Health shows opioid-related deaths increased by 5.7% from 2020 to 21 and 2022. So this is an issue that is not getting better at this point in our community. It's an issue where we have seen the numbers go up. And these organizations standing here are working tirelessly every day to send the numbers in the other direction. Over the past year, our fire department has responded to 1,200 overdose calls. And over the last 30 days alone, 117 overdose calls. Last year, our fire department administered 420 doses of Narcan to reverse an overdose. And of January 1st of this year, they've already administered 144 doses of Narcan. Our police department has been actively working on this issue as well. Since 2022, and this statistic is incredibly alarming, the Buffalo police have responded to more than 589 overdose deaths. So since 2022, our police department has responded to over 589 overdose deaths. Our police officers also carry Narcan and have been in a position of saving many lives over the years. And I thank the fire department and the police department for the work that they're doing on this issue. To help our city address the damage caused by drug and opioid addiction, the city of Buffalo has received a disbursement of the opioid settlement funds from the New York State Office of Addiction Services. And I want to thank our grants director, Geraldine Ford, for working very closely with our various city departments and the state to help successfully bring these funds into our city and to make sure that they get into the hands of organizations that are really making a difference on the front lines of this issue. Today we are announcing that Save the Michaels will be awarded $500,000 to create a 6-month residential reintegration program. CAS Recovery Systems will be awarded $49,500 to use for staff training. They'll learn skills like trauma awareness and de-escalation techniques. Our City of Buffalo Fire Department will be receiving $1 million for a drug needle disposal program and mental health counseling for firefighters involved in opioid crisis response. Our City of Buffalo Police Department will be receiving $1 million for a co-responder wellness program. This program will allow mental health professionals to accompany the Buffalo Police Department's behavioral health team when responding to drug-related crisis calls. The Buffalo Police Department is also enhancing their wellness program for department staff. To date, the City of Buffalo has received roughly $4.8 million in disbursements from the Opioid Settlement Fund, and more disbursements are expected in the future. With these allocations, we're working hard to do our part to fight drug addiction and to help individuals and their families recover and heal. To share more information about how the funds will be used, we're going to ask all of the organizations that are here today to speak to how they will use the funds. And I'm going to ask Avi and Julie Israel to go come to the podium and share how Save the Michaels will use the funds.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Avi Israel, and this is my wife, Julie. We have been on the forefront of this epidemic for the past 13 years, since our son passed away. I want to thank Mayor Brown and everybody on the podium over here for always stepping up and helping us pass a message that has affected so many people in this country and especially in our region. Mayor Brown has been with us from the beginning, always stepping up, always there whenever we call. This project that has been given us, we've got such a generous amount of money. It's been a dream for the past 4.5 years. We send people to treatment, and when they get out of treatment, we neglect them. And we let them go back right to the same environment, the same hole that we plucked them out of. This house is going to be in East Buffalo. It's going to house 15 women in an OASIS license program. It's an 820 program called Reintegration. It's going to allow 15 women to have their life back. We are going to make sure that the women get reintegrated into society, have access to education, have access to whatever treatment it is that they need, have access to get their self-esteem back, and basically get the self-respect. This house is needed badly since we only have one license program in the City of Buffalo. It's been a long time coming, it's something that we're hoping it will make a difference in a community that is really need help really bad. The black and brown communities' overdose rate has been going up by over 60%. Save the Michael is intending on doing something in helping the people of our community. We plan on, like I said, educating the folks educating the community, letting parents and families know that addiction does not discriminate. It affects poor people, rich people, and anyone in between. What we want to do is make sure that folks are not ashamed to ask for help. This is something that's really needed. People think that, well, you know, if you're addicted, then it's you are less of a character, you're weak. That's not true. Nobody's looking to get addicted, but things happen. Our son did not look to get addicted. He did get addicted. You know, how you get addicted does not make any difference. Whether we help you survive, that's what we plan on doing. So I would like, again, to say thank you to Mayor Brown. I also would like to thank some people who really helped us along the way. Assemblywoman Crystal People Stokes, Legislator April Baskin, Councilman Joel Ferletto, Councilmember Ballman, and there's one person that's always has stepped up and helped save the Michael, and that is Senator Tim Kennedy. He will be missed by us anyway. So thank you all.
Thank you.
And again, I want to thank Avi and Julie Israel for turning their pain as a family and as parents into a purpose that has helped and saved many lives in our community. We will next hear from the CEO of Casanova Recovery Systems, Lindsay Herndon. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Herndon. I'm the CEO at CAS Recovery, as we shorten it to. CAS Recovery, for those who don't know, we offer residential substance use treatment options. We have rehabilitations and reintegration sites throughout Western New York, Niagara, and Erie counties. Our goal with these funds is to help enhance our staff through additional trainings and certifications that they may otherwise not be able to have. The strengths of our programs depend upon the strengths of our staff. The ability to help our residents rise to their full potential and empower them to continue on a healthier lifestyle is dependent upon the staff there to encourage them, motivate them, and guide them through this process. With these funds, it'll allow us to offer trauma-informed trainings around de-escalation, how to learn new tactics and evidence-based practices with cognitive behavioral therapy and other modalities that we can use at our sites in real time, even for those individuals and our staff team who aren't clinically trained. We're very excited for this opportunity, and it will help enhance all of our services across the board. So I'm very grateful to the City of Buffalo and Mayor Brown for this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Save the Michaels of the world and Casanova Recovery Systems are organizations that are on the front lines of this critical issue. This is an issue that can affect every single family. But also on the front lines, and people might not always think about how the Buffalo Fire Department and the Buffalo Police Department are on the front lines of this issue, but they see it every single day. They deal with it every single day, and it's important for them to have the resources to help our community combat these issues as well. We'll first hear from Buffalo Fire Commissioner Bill Rinaldo, and then Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to go over just real quickly a little history of the opioid crisis and how it's affecting New York State and actually, you know, every state across the country. So in recent years, the opioid epidemic has exploded across the country and across New York State, devastating families and communities. To put it in perspective, according to the International Association of Firefighters, overdose now surpasses car crashes as the leading cause of death in the U.S. This ever-growing phenomenon is closely intertwined with fire departments across the state and affecting the fire service on several fronts. Responding to an opioid-related emergency is very different and more complex than responding to other medical emergencies. It requires special care and more situational awareness to avoid direct contact or secondary contamination either through skin contact, namely fentanyl, or through inhalation, making it extremely challenging when treating the victim. This grant provides funding for training, equipment, specialized vehicles, and tools to keep our firefighters safe as we adjust to our tactics and strategies to address the rapidly changing risks and threats associated with the opioid crisis. It also provides funding to address our renewed emphasis on behavioral health within the Buffalo Fire Department. Just over 5,000 hours of administrative leave was granted for the calendar year 2023 for our members seeking mental health care or for rehabilitation services. A portion of the opioid funds have been set aside to offset the future costs associated with backfilling these positions during their absence. We have also, for the first time in our history, stood up a dedicated mental health team who are available 24/7 in the event where one of our members is experiencing a mental health crisis. Additional funding is earmarked for the purchase of an F-350 utility vehicle, and this resource will be dedicated to our special operations unit as they are responsible for a response to mental health calls that involve people threatening to jump from elevated positions. This vehicle will carry quick response gear, such as ropes, helmets, and various other equipment designed to move the victim safely and avoid injury to others below the hazard. Additional purchases include trash pickers, 5-quart sharps containers, and puncture-resistant gloves to be stored and mounted on all 29 of our frontline fire apparatus, and multiple mechanical CPR devices capable of performing more effective CPR, which will be distributed throughout the department. Overall, the funding has and will enhance the overall readiness posture of the Buffalo Fire Department, preserve our resources, and leave us poised and ready to meet the challenges ahead. And I just want to close by thanking all of our frontline firefighters and all of our support elements and support staff for the dangerous and difficult job they do out there every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. This is an incredible opportunity to be able to have these funds available and to be able to use them in the way that they need to be used with all the services that are up here. This takes everybody, not only in the community, but it takes everybody you see up here. It's a massive effort. As far as the police department goes, the use of the money that we're going to receive will be going to aid our behavioral health team, to enhance our behavioral health team, further contracts with our co-responders and our civilian clinicians to assist and aid on their services, and that's sorely needed to be able to continue to expand the hours of our behavioral health team. But another extremely important facet of that of the financing is going to go towards enhancing our officer wellness program. As we announced last year, we were able to appoint the first ever wellness officer within our department. His sole purpose, his sole job, is our membership, is to look out for each and every one of the members of our department, both the sworn and the professional civilian staff, making sure that they're doing okay and making sure that they are guided to the services that they need. Part of that money is for that wellness program, enhancing what we began, is going to help with some technology, including getting a contracted service with an app company that will be provided and made available to all of our members of our department so that they can have confidential, better access, if you will, right at their fingertips on their phone. That's being developed and hopefully will be deployed soon. But that's going to make other things more readily available to somebody. If they're struggling, if one of our officers are struggling, they may not want to make a phone call, but having that app available to them, and we know other agencies around the country have utilized app services. So we are very pleased with the recovery of some of this money to be used for the welfare of our officers. As we stated, as the mayor stated, and Commissioner Rinaldo stated, some of the statistics on overdoses and overdose deaths. My phone goes off constantly, multiple times a day, and then we'll get stretches where it might be several days where there is an overdose death response by our homicide squad and our officers. They are seeing the effects of this on, I'll say, a daily basis and sometimes an hourly basis. They're responding, they're using Narcan, they're doing the best that they can, but that wears on you, and that's the importance of a mental health and wellness program within our department. So again, Mayor, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the disbursement of these funds and everybody else that's standing up here fighting the good fight to try to improve on this. Thank you.
I want to thank all of these organizations again that are on the front lines of the issue of drug addiction, opioid abuse, substance abuse, recovery in our city. I can't thank them enough for everything that they are doing to not only save lives, but to help individuals and their families heal. As I mentioned earlier, we do anticipate additional opioid settlement funds coming in. I want to thank Geraldine Ford again, our grants director for the City of Buffalo and the grants unit, for the work that they have done in not only bringing these funds into the city, but the RFP process to allocate the funds. With that, I will open up to questions that the members of the media have. So the city gets funds from the state, and then the city has a process to make allocations to the organizations that are here.
And how does the city choose those two?
Would you like to speak to that? Or
there was an RFP process, and that's how they were chosen. They submitted an application for the RFP, and we scored, and here we are.
So anybody that calls Save the Michaels for help gets the help that they need. We don't provide treatment, but we are conduit for, last year was over 1,500 people that got help and got placed into treatment, over 6,000 people that got transportation to treatment, or what have you, whatever they need. Most of the people that come to us are on Medicaid. If they don't have insurance, we are a representative of the state CHAMP program, which allows us to provide Medicaid insurance for them. So what we do at Save the Michaels is basically remove the red tape that bureaucracy puts in the way, so everybody gets the help that they need.
CAS Recovery, we do offer the treatment at our facilities, and as such, we do go through insurance. We primarily will go through managed care plans and Medicaid. It's the vast majority of the residents that we have. Since we have a continuum of care, these funds will actually also help our, we have a HUD program as well for low-income housing that will help the staff that work in there as well. So the funds that we get go across the board at CAS for all of our whole continuum of care.
Are there any special requirements for anyone to, be considering?
No, all of our staff that want to get trainings and certain ones, they're on a table.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.